When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
The entire thing is, you know, Aziz hits the guy, but their sideline overreacts, and it turns out and turns into a melee. It wasn't our guys. It's their team overreacted, pushed our guy, dragging our guy to the sideline, so that's uncalled for on that side. We have to be better on the sidelines as well with both teams.
So I'm on my walk yesterday, and I'm listening to D'Amico Ryan's press conference on my favorite sports radio station in town, Sports Radio 610.
And I know guys there.
Yeah, I know a few guys that work at this place. And so I was listening to it, enjoying a beautiful Houston day, and I was listening to D'Amico's answers about the Aziz Alshire situation, you know, from when he hit Trevor Lawrence and was ejected from the game on Sunday. And it was the topic at the press conference. You know, first four answers at the press conference when we get our cuts are all about Aziz Alshire. And that particular answer right there, talking about the Jags sideline, was where I said to myself, man, I'm proud of D'Amico in this press conference right now. I'm enjoying this press conference. And especially because, Seth, for the last several Monday press conferences, he's been very vanilla because the topic has been more about the offense and not scoring in the second half. And it's been very, very cookie. We've had to wait for the coaches show. We've had to wait for the coaches show to come out to get insightful, really insightful and entertaining and interesting, D'Amico. And I'm listening, I'm going, this is interesting. D'Amico taking up for his guy, dragging the Jags sideline into the conversation. And I'm not saying that were D'Amico a player in that situation and it was, say, Matt Schaub getting hit like that, that D'Amico wouldn't have reacted the same way some of the Jags did on the sideline. Like, we don't know, or you can't go back in time. However, I liked that answer. I like that D'Amico, this was as feisty a version of D'Amico taking up for his team with his team, maybe feeling a little persecuted here almost.
Well,
I liked this yesterday.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, because this is what happens when we get into these situations. You got all these people that just want to white knight and act like they're the protectors of all that is good and pure in football. And they start acting like this is the worst thing that's ever happened. He's like Hitler. You know, like they love to run with it to the point where you're like, all right, listen. All right, the way the rules are, sure, there's probably going to be a suspension because of Aziz Alshire's pass, but let's not act like this is the worst thing you've ever seen in the history of football. Please, this is a guy playing up to the echo of the whistle the way you would want all your players to do, and that also, D'Amico is a former linebacker, knows this, man. The quarterbacks get all these protections, but then what do? They abuse the protections. They're like a regulatory agency, Sean, where they just, the government gives them certain license, and then all of a sudden they start running hog wild with things. Yes, they have protections, but they also manipulate the protections. So, I mean, there's no way. I've watched that play 100 times or more by now. Trevor Lawrence is trying to slide to that first down marker because it's not the way I think people think that they mark it down where you start the slide. It's actually where your first body part hits the ground.
Okay.
So Trevor Lawrence is trying to get as much distance as possible before he hits the ground. Well, he's facing a guy who is a known bludgeoner, a great bludgeoner of human beings. Mm-hmm. It usually clean and legal. Every now and then it toes the line a little bit. Let's settle the hell down. And I've seen former quarterbacks, I've seen former coaches echo this sentiment. Man, the quarterback he's got some role in this too.
Yeah.
Like, Trevor Lawrence was trying to just push it to the absolute envelope there, and he was trying to get a first down. Don't try to cry to me about player safety when Trevor Lawrence knew damn well what he was doing there.
Yeah.
So get rid of the quarterback slide rule altogether. But aside from that, all the other stuff, people acting like this is the worst hit they've ever seen. This is not even, he wasn't even targeting the head. Like, it's obvious he's not targeting that. He ends up in the neck area, but he was not targeting the head. You're going to tell me over the last 15 years since this started to become a real point of emphasis, the multiple instances of guys actually blatantly hit people in the head were somehow not as bad as this? It's radicalized me, Sean. It's turned me into,
yeah,
I'm going to have an encampment on the quad later because this is pushing me over the edge. I was trying to be measured. I was trying to be calm about it. But people have gone damn loco over this, and it's crazy.
Yeah, let's hear from D'Amico Ryans on this from yesterday at his press conference. And he started out by talking about, Trevor, echoing what Seth said, Trevor slid late.
You know, with the entire Aziz, situation, we stand behind Aziz and everything, that came from that. Of course, he unfortunately hit on the quarterback. But it's also, it's twofold, right? I mean, a lot of the quarterbacks in this day and age, they try to take advantage of the rule where they slide late and they try to get an extra yard. And now you're a defender, a lot of onus is on the defender, right? Whether it's on the sideline or where it's on the quarterback, you don't know what a guy's thinking. You don't know if a guy's standing up and he's continuing to run. You don't know. And then you get a late slide and you hit the guy. Unfortunately that Trevor got hurt. We hope Trevor is okay, but it's also, if we're sliding, we have to get down. If we're getting out of bounds, we get out of bounds, and that rule is there to protect the quarterbacks, and we want our quarterbacks to be safe in the league, so we just have to be safe, and we're sliding, make sure we're keeping our heads down.
Yeah, I see. I like that D'Amico goes into detail there. It's not just, I'm taking up for our guy, and we'll see what the punishment is, and we don't teach it this way. Like, I like that he talked about the Jags sideline. I don't know that if D'Amico were a player in that situation and it's his quarterback that he wouldn't have gone in to defend his guy.
Yeah.
But I'm totally cool, and I really like the angle D'Amico Ryans took on this yesterday. And from a Texans perspective,
Isn't an innovative approach in this regard. It's D'Amico has already done this when Elshire got into the scrum on the Bears sideline after he hit
Sunday
Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Everybody surrounded him. Elshire punches a dude, and D'Amico criticized the Bears sideline for that. I'm there. I'm cool with it, man. It's gotten nonsensical.
Yeah.
I know. Look, McClain said it's the worst hit he's seen. I don't understand all these people forgetting, like, so many obviously glaringly worse hits. The whole entire Vontaze Burfict era.
Okay.
It's absurd. It's so stupid.
I've got a list. You tell me. Was Aziz Alshire's hit on Trevor Lawrence worse than Ndamukong Suh kicking Matt Schaub in the nuts intentionally or stomping on Aaron Rodgers' arm intentionally?
Nope. Not as bad.
Nope.
Those were premeditated actions. Yeah.
That could have really, especially in the case of Aaron Rodgers, could have, that you can break his arm by stomping on his arm. Vontaze Burfict, you mentioned, dirtier play. Albert Haynesworth taking his cleat and dragging it across the forehead of Andre Garrard and sending Garrard to the hospital for plastic surgery and 30 stitches.
That seems worse.
Yeah,
that
think
seems
so.
Like it was actually worse.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah, that seems like you're definitely trying to injure somebody there in a really dirty way.
Miles Garrett ripping Mason Rudolph's helmet off of his head and then using it as a weapon to club Mason Rudolph over the head with his own helmet.
Right.
That was pretty bad.
That seems worse. That seemed pretty bad.
How about the play? This is a long time ago, but remember when, I mean, this play essentially ended Jim McMahon's career, or at least ended his run as a good quarterback in the NFL. When Charles Martin, go find it, kids. It's on there. It's on YouTube. Charles Martin of the Packers, literally about 5 seconds after the ball is gone, is standing next to Jim McMahon and just turns, grabs him, and slams him down on his shoulder. Like,
I guess that one's, I kind of disqualify any of those from the equation because it's more okay. Since they started
back
really
in the day,
protecting the quarterbacks, those days, and that was it's not like everybody was like, oh, that's cool, that's how football is.
John McClain and others are saying it's the dirtiest play they've ever seen.
Did he say ever seen?
I don't know. You know what? I'm guessing no. But I would go find John's tweet, except John retweets everything. I have to sift through 500 retweets of stuff, including my own, to find John's actual original tweet. All I know is I had several people, as I was merely pointing out how ape-like the Jacksonville Jaguar fans were for throwing things at people as they were walking into the tunnel. There's a video of the Jags fans throwing bottles at Azeez Alshire and Will Anderson, and all I said was, good look, Jacksonville, idiots. And people like, oh, look who's taking up for Azeez Alshire.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You're right. Okay, you are exactly right. John McClain. You got to use the search, by the way, Sean. You can't be scrolling like some caveman. I've been covering the NFL for 48 years, and I can't remember a cheap shot worse than what Alshire did to Lawrence.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Come on, John.
Charles Martin picked up Jim McMahon practically after the play was over and ended his career for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, that was in a 48-year window from right now.
Yes,
yeah.
It definitely was. I was older than 7 when that happened, yes.
I don't even think it was dirty. I think it was exactly what it was, which is hard. It's hard to judge whether a guy's going to actually slide or not. And I think it was an unfortunate hit. It's one of those very, very unfair situations for anybody in open space really trying to tackle a quarterback. It is what it is, and I get why he'll be fined and probably suspended because of his priors. But I have all these people just kind of casually labeling it dirty without even debating whether it was dirty or not. That it's absurd. It's crazy.
Yep.
It's just absolutely nuts. So, I'm invested now. I was trying to be measured, man, but there's so much idiocy out there about this hit right now that I can't take it anymore, and I'm forced to become a radical.
Right. Same. I'm with you on this. Okay, so now let's get to the practicality part of it. Texans are on a bye week, but it looks like, according to Adam Schefter, I don't know if this is a report that he's going to get suspended, Aziz, or that this is Schefter kind of straddling the line of what he's hearing. The wording was that it is anticipated that
Aziz... No, he can go die, too.
Is, yeah. Okay, but let's just talk about a possible Aziz suspension here first. Let's pretend... Adam Schefter said it is anticipated that Aziz Alshire will get some sort of suspension coming out of the bye week. We don't know how long...
We don't know who's anticipating there. Schefter, that's a bogus report.
I got it. I got it.
There's a lot of people feel or assume he's going to get suspended.
But forget the wording. Let's pretend that a suspension is coming. What does that do to the game against the Dolphins? What is it? Or how nervous are we that this could drift into the Chiefs game? Like, what's the impact of no Aziz Alshire against... Let's keep it to the Dolphins.
Do you remember how Mac Jones looked like one of the best quarterbacks in the league in the second half last
week? Yes, I do.
Remember how he was getting rid of the ball really quickly?
2 days ago, yeah.
Right. And remember how they were attacking the middle of the field?
Yes.
With crossing routes and whatnot?
And they were doing it with Evan Ingram and Brian Thomas, not Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, yeah.
That's what tends to happen when you're down one of your more athletic linebackers. So there's that. And then I would go on to the Ravens game, too. The one thing the Eagles did versus the Ravens was they just Vic Fangio in that game basically said, all right, listen, we fear your run game way more than we fear these wide receivers, so we're gonna load up the line of scrimmage and we're gonna do everything we can to stop the run game. If Lamar Jackson kills us with his arms, so be it. And it worked out. So likewise, I think it without Alshire out there, it really handcuffs you in terms of how much you can play that game. Mm-hmm. You know, like load up the line of scrimmage but still have guys in coverage. That's where it gets a lot dicier and trickier. So it's going to be tough versus these next three teams regardless. This makes it that much harder.
Sure.
I think it's unfortunate timing, not just because they're good teams, but because of the style of their offense.
All right.
Tua Tagovailoa gets rid of the ball faster than anybody else in the league.
Yeah,
that's my point about the quick release.
There you go. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. Hey, Case Keenum's going to join us on the show at 8 o'clock today.
Progressive spokesperson
Case
Keenum?
Yes. Progressive spokesperson Case Keenum is going to join us at 8 o'clock. So we're pushing the Pettycast into the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to do that after we talk to Ross Tucker today.
To be clear, everybody, that's Progressive Insurance. Don't worry. We're not... Case isn't like... Case isn't entering some political race or anything.
No, he's not. All right. So that's coming up later on the show, so stay tuned for that. Up next, confidence meter in the Texans. I asked the people, what did the Jags win do for your confidence in the Texans coming out of the bye week next week? We will let you know what the people had to say coming up next.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.